A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 15th chapter, verses 21 to 39. And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David, my daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she's crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. Jesus went on from there and walked beside the Sea of Galilee, and he went up on the mountain and sat down there. And great crowds came to him, bringing with them the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others. And they put them at his feet, and he healed them, so that the crowd wondered when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled healthy, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples to him and said, "I have compassion on the crowd, because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat, and I am unwilling to send them away hungry, lest they faint on the way." And the disciples said to him, "Where are we to get enough bread in such desolate places to feed so great a crowd?" And Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" They said, 7 and a few small fish." And directing the crowd to sit down on the ground, he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and having given thanks, he broke them, and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied, and they took up 7 baskets full of broken pieces left over. Those who ate were 4,000 men besides women and children. And after sending away the crowds, he got into the boat and went to the region of Magadan. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word today, we welcome Pastor Mark Latham, St. John's Lutheran Church, Buell, Idaho.
Can you ever remember Jesus treating anyone the way he treated that woman? Where's the one who answered the leper, "I will be clean"? Where's the one who gently spoke with the woman at the well and brought her to faith? It's almost as though this Jesus is some stranger. Put yourself in the place of that poor Canaanite woman. There she is, not knowing where to turn, what to do, her daughter grievously afflicted by the evil spirit. And just when the mother was at the point of despairing, unbelievable news reached her. News that Jesus is nearby, the great healer and prophet from Galilee, the man rumored to be the Jewish Messiah, and most importantly, the man to whom no one ever cried for help in vain. Off she runs to find him and get the help that can come only from his hand. How does he greet her? How does he welcome her? He ignores her. He walks right on up the road as if she'd never even spoken to him. Have you ever been ignored? I mean intentionally ignored? Then you know the feelings that battled in her heart. Satan was right there whispering, "See, you got it all wrong. He doesn't care about you. You might as well go home." But the woman persists. Jesus and the disciples walk along, and they've got a hound yapping at their heels. "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. Have mercy." She won't shut up, and she won't go away. The disciples look at each other in discomfort and finally steel up the nerve to speak to Jesus, who's acting like he's not in a mood to be disturbed. "Lord, please," they say, "she's making a scene. If you just give her what she wants, she'll go away and we'll have some peace." Jesus' answer cuts deeper than his silence ever did. "I am the shepherd who goes in search of the lost sheep. I'm not sent to deal with groveling goats. I'm Israel's savior." And she wasn't a Jew. She was a Canaanite, a descendant of that race that God told the Israelites were accursed and to be wiped out. So what right does she have to be there begging Jesus for mercy? Again, Satan whispers in her heart, "Give it up, woman. He's not for you. He's not your savior or helper. He doesn't care about you in the least. Just go home." We can only guess what kind of struggle went on in her mind as she dealt with Jesus' hard words. But we know the outcome of that struggle. It's as though she said to herself, "Look, Master, you can pretend to be as cold and hard and callous as you want, but I know you better than that. I know what I've heard, and I know it's true. And I will not give up on you because I know you will not give up on me." So she plants her face in the dust at his feet and simply begs, "Help me." Now, if all his harsh words weren't harsh enough, think of how he answers now. "It's not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." Jesus calls her a dog, unworthy of bread he had come to bring to his own people. Luther said, "If he spoke to me like that, I'd have gone away sad, thinking he hated me." But not this woman. Look at the miracle of faith. He calls her a dog. Fine then, a dog she will be, and a dog she will demand her due, for the dogs eat the crumbs from the children's table, and all she wants is a crumb after all. See the stony, hard face of Jesus melt into a smile of joy. See him reach out his hand and gently lay it on her head and say, "Oh woman, great is your faith, let it be done for you as you desire." And of course it was, instantly. You see, that's how the Lord exercises our faith, puts muscle on it. She walked away strengthened and confirmed in what she had held to be true throughout Jesus' rough handling. Now, what about you? Have you ever been there? Have you ever been where this woman was in great need, and when you prayed, you felt like all you got was the stony silence of heaven for an answer? If you've ever had Satan whisper in your heart, "He doesn't care about you, he doesn't love you, you're not one of his," then you know what this woman was going through. But oh my friends, you can learn from her too. Learn from her that faith does not give up on God. Faith closes itself off from feelings and appearances and wraps itself up in Jesus' word of promise. Learn from her that your Jesus is for you and he loves you and that he is the unshakable rock upon which your faith rests. To strengthen your faith against all appearances to the contrary, Jesus gives you his body and blood, the very ransom price he once offered for your body and soul. He gives it to you and says, "This is for you." That's what he went to the cross for, after all. That's why he left the door of the grave shattered behind him. That's why he baptized you into himself and promised you an eternity of communion with him. And strengthened by his word and promise, you can go and wrestle with him like this Canaanite woman did. You can say, "Treat me however you will. I know that your love for me is unshakable, and on that I rest secure and at peace. And no, I will not let you go until you bless me."
We thank Pastor Mark Latham for today's meditation on God's Word.